Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
Amen. Let's pray. Blessed be your name, O God.
So blessed be the name of the Lord. And He is worthy to be praised and adore. And so we lift up holy hands in one accord, and singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Let's sing it one more time. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, and He is worthy to be praised and adored. And so we lift up holy hands in one accord, and singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Father, this morning we say, blessed be your name. Hallowed be thy name, O God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration. Thank you for the great that we are. Thank you for your kindness and your mercies. Thank you for a fresh and a blessed week. You have brought us together on a Sunday morning like this again. And we are so grateful. We thank you for your presence in this place. We know you are going to affect our lives. We know you are going to teach us. We know you are going to impart unto us. For the words that you speak unto us, they are spirit and they are life. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you for laborers. Thank you for volunteers. Thank you for lay pastors. Thank you for people who work in the secular world and still continue to give their time, their energy, and their resources to the furtherance of the gospel and this mission here in Guyana. I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, and somebody said amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and you may please be seated. Hallelujah. Make my life a prayer unto you. Hallelujah. We're continuing with our series on Lycos. Today is actually the last Sunday for Lycos. But the concept, the spirit, the philosophy, the doctrine must remain. You must continue to believe in the lay ministry. We must continue to believe in the fact that we need to be volunteering our services and our time to the things of God. Where would we be without God? If we were to pay God for all the things He has done for us and He continues to do, I don't know how much money that would be, Jewel. I don't know how much of the Red Bank's money you can get. You have to thief. You thief, they'll arrest you and put you to jail. I know how much money. I mean, you think about it. All the things that He gives to us so free. Look at your life. Look at how nice you feel about yourself. When you looked into the mirror this morning, I'm sure you didn't say, oh God. No, I mean, you look to the left, to the right, you turn your back and things like that. And you left the mirror very excited and happy. How many understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah, it is the glory of God. You went to the salon. After that, you shook your hair like that. As for this week, I feel nice. Yeah, the hair connections you've gone to do. You didn't leave the salon angry. You left the salon and said, yeah, my 25,000 has been worth it. Aha. You're very excited. You know, we feel good about ourselves. And it's very nice to feel good about yourself. Do not allow yourself to go into that place where you don't feel nice about yourself. You must understand. You see, you must understand that it's God who makes all things work together for our good. And your eyes may not be that big and nice, but you have eyes to see. Yeah. You may not be the height that you were hoping to have been, but hey, you have some height. Thank God you are not a midget. You must feel good about yourself. And most importantly, you must feel good about yourself because you have Jesus. Hallelujah. I was excited about that. You know. So we thank God for what He's doing in our lives and in our church. And we want to take chapter 18. I want to look at the last chapter this morning during the first service. Why we must fight to protect the lay ministry. So chapter 18, why we must fight to protect the lay ministry. Now we have to understand that anything that is good, we have to defend and protect it. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. We should not allow any event, any occurrence to affect any good thing that we know or we have. For example, the fact that there has been an unfortunate case with a pastor should not allow you to allow anybody to say something wrong about something that is good for you or a pastor that is good to you. Oh, you understand what I mean? Because if we don't stand and fight for the things that are good for us, what is going to happen to us? If you have something that works for you, and then we don't fight for it, but allow it to be destroyed, where will you be? Oh, you have not thought about it? If you have a place you sleep, you have a house, where you are either renting or you are staying with family or things like that. Imagine if the roof is taken away and you sit down and you just watch it quietly. Let the roof be taken away. You see what will happen to you when the roof is not on. Do you understand it? In a similar way, sometimes people find it very offensive and they find it very strange that you will fight for something that is good for you. If they think it's not good for you, I think it's good for me. I think church is very good for me. And you must understand that one of the most important things in your life is a pastor, is a church, and is God. These three elements of faith should be very, very, very sacred, and it must be very, very special to you. When we moved here, and even still, I hear sometimes it happens. You see, we don't want any problems with people in the area. In fact, we want them to come to church. But they can't disrespect the building and disrespect the property. I hear the last time somebody was sitting on the roof, right? This thing we have here. Somebody was sitting on it, just liming. He said, "That is what he wants to do." But I can't come and enter your yard and jump on your house and sit on your roof and say that is what I want to do. No, it's disrespect. And then when you go and you say something, they say, "Oh, whoa. What's that?" No, that is our building. That's our property. We have to fight for it. They will come and sit down on this bridge here and sit down and smoke and talk and all of that. But this is our property. We have to fight for it. We can't allow people to disrespect us and to make... You can't do that. Not even people from outside, but people here in the church. You should ask the guys who are around, when I come around, the pressure that I put on them. Because I don't understand why even you would drink from a Coca-Cola bottle and just throw the bottle out somewhere. Why can you not just take it and go and put it in a bin? If this church is a good church for you, we must protect the church. Yeah. You must protect it. If the pastor is a good pastor, you must protect the pastor.
Don't allow anybody to say anything wrong about your pastor. If it is, your pastor is not good, my pastor is good to me. I don't know about your pastor, but my pastor is good to me. And so when you are talking, you are speaking, don't speak general. You must speak specific. And if you don't talk that pastors, don't use the word pastors. Don't use churches. Don't use that kind of name. Don't use that kind of phrase. Don't use that kind of no vocabulary. It's not right. Yeah, no, we must fight for it. You must fight for it. You must fight for it. I mean, I probably would say something that you'll not be happy. If I was him, I would sue people. I would take people to court. No, if you want to play stupidness, then that's all. We can also play foolishness with you. Nobody can say black is white. Black is black. White is white. You can't, no matter how long you take, you can't change black to white. Sin is sin. Righteousness is righteousness. That is not the subject. The subject is foolishness. I didn't hear of any rape. I didn't hear of any incest. I didn't hear of any by force anything. People were happy and excited and enjoying themselves. Don't get me wrong. White is white. Black is black. But when you have big people doing foolish things, you should leave them to do their foolish things. It should not go in any way to affect others and other people and other good things in the system. Yeah, I love the church. I love my pastor. And I love God. You wait until it happens to you. Then you realize that it's good to be protected and it's good to be encouraged. Wait until something happens. And this life, as long as you are here on this earth, you will experience things. Where are they, man? Yeah. The point is not what happened. The point is what people are trying to do. That is the real issue. Because a person who has not done anything wrong before, let the person take the stone first. And I've said it. We should not talk about morality in our country. Guyana has no morals. The people in Guyana don't have morals. So don't let us bring the subject of morality. You may not agree with me, but I don't care. That's what I think. I don't care what you think, but I will say what I will. In fact, you should actually listen to me. The church is full of fornicators and child mothers and child fathers and all kinds of people. Please. And so many people go to church really wanting to sleep with the pastor also. It's also something that happens in churches. People go to church, they don't listen to anything. They're just looking at the pastor. Oh, when will I have him to have sex with him? Or you think it's not true? So what is the problem anyway? Even Delilah deceived something. Samson was a pope in those days. You know, they shouldn't make me go and say this thing outside for people to start saying things about me. No. But the element is not what happened. Because what happened, if you bring it into a certain things, it's not new. It's not strange. It's not something that has never happened before. And it's not going to be, he's not going to be the last person also. So let us think about ourselves. And let us say, hey, me, am I okay? If I stand before God, what will God say? Let me leave people to do whatever they're doing, but let me think about myself. That's a humble person. Not a self-righteous person who wants to say that somebody is wrong. Somebody is wrong? What is the wrong about this thing here? Human beings are like that. They behave like animals. The Catholic Church came into a lot of issues with this thing. Fathers and little boys in the church. Oh, very, very serious things. People are people, you know. They are big men. They are founders and things of their churches. Leave them alone, please. Leave them alone. Yeah. Let us fight
fight for the things that are good to us. Let us fight. Please don't join any foolish discussions. If we really have something to say, people have thief we land. People have thief we money. If we are advocates, whatever Travis Chase or whatever, whoever he thinks he is, and this God, the Muslim, all these hypocrites. Hypocrites, big time hypocrites. Who themselves have things in their lives that... If they really want the good of the society, they should go after Jack Deal. Yeah. Because the land they gave to us, you go into schemes. Providence, high income, 2 million, 2.2. It's only a 50 by 100. Then they take seaside, breezy, 1 acre for 1.5 million. That case should not go unnoticed. We get a president who says he's married. It's not true. He drives a woman away. Doesn't sleep in the house with a woman. Nobody says anything. Please, let us not talk about what is right or what is wrong. We all know what is right or what is wrong. We all know. We all know. Even a child knows what is right and what is wrong. So, is it really what is right? And it's not really that. It is the disgrace. It is the issues the devil wants to bring the church into. An era where people will say, I don't believe in pastors anymore. I don't believe in churches anymore. But it is not like that. How many pastors are in this country? I'm sure there are thousands and thousands of pastors. So should one person's issues and corruption affect the rest of the pastors? No way. They can't be. Should one church's problem affect the rest of the churches? No. We must fight. We must fight. So the bishop is saying we must fight to protect the lay ministry. The lay ministry is an aspect of the church. Let's go to the Bible. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Are you learning something? Hey, Lighthouse, you learn a lot of things. So. Yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 6, I think verse 10. It's good to learn. It's good to, you know, do things that you are not actually used to. But they are good things. Yeah.
You're preaching to me.
You know how many people who have sinned this morning as they are sitting in the church? Yeah. One of my church members the other day came to me and said she wants to christen her baby. I said, okay. I said, where is daddy? He said, daddy is there. I said, why is he not coming to church? She says, he's a Muslim. You are going to talk about the Pope? Look at what you have done. You've gone to sleep with an uncircumcised Philistine. You two we should talk about. We should put you on Facebook, you two. Your Muslim whoever. Oh, that one, there's nothing wrong with it. You think there's nothing wrong with it? You think there's nothing wrong with it? I beg you. 1 Timothy chapter what? 6 and 10. Is that what I said? Something more. Give me, I'm looking for fight a good fight of faith. 6, 10, 12? 12? 12. Yeah. Fight the good fight of faith. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this Christianity and Christian life is vital. Fight for the things that are of the Christian faith. Now, for example, I am training some lay people to become cell leaders. And as we're preaching, people are responding. You know, Jolene responded. She started to sing today. It's nice. Is it not nice?
Yeah.
Ah, because, I mean, let us welcome Sister Hakima Figuera. It's not the same face you see all the time. I want more people to sing. I want new faces. I mean, new things are nice. How do you feel when you wear a new shoe? You feel good.
If you come to church, you feel that God is in the church that day. That you have the new shoe on. Human beings, we are too fantastic. If you put on new clothes, I mean, if you watch somebody carefully, you realize that they have a new dress on. I mean, you feel nice. New hairstyle. Hey! Selfies and all kinds of things. We feel nice. So as we've been preaching, and that is the test to the message you are preaching, that after and during the preaching, how many are responding to what God is telling the church? And you must think about yourself. If you are not responding, something serious is wrong with you. We want people to be in our choir, people to welcome people. We need people to be in the choir. We need people to be singing. People solo. It's all over the place. We need people. Cell leaders, we need people all over the place. But one thing you must know, that a cell leader is constant. Everything else is variable.
Pastor Rafa, maybe you should tell the people what it means.
What I mean is that to be a cell leader is for everybody. But to sing in a choir is not for everybody.
It's just for those who feel that singing loves them.
Yeah. To be in a choir and to welcome people, it's everybody who wants to do it. It's for some people. But cell leader, it is a law in our church. Cell leader is for everybody.
You can die and come back. You realize that I'm still talking about working for the Lord.
That's the emphasis of this church. One day somebody told somebody, he said, I don't want to listen to Bishop Dag's messages. They said, well, why? He said, no. If I listen to it, I'll stop everything I'm doing and work for the church. But I don't want to work for the church. No, I said, I don't want to work for the church, so I don't listen to the messages. Yeah, because he knows that if he exposes himself to the messages, he will just surrender all. Yeah. You have to fight to pray. You have to fight. Even when you are fasting, you have to fight. The Christian, he said, fight. But at the end of the day, it's a good fight, you know. Because if we don't fight, then there will be no church. Then Sunday morning, you don't have anywhere to go with your fancy clothes. There's nobody to pick up. You take church out of your life for 1 month and see. It will be very different. Your whole week is what? You work and you come home? That's all? And what? TV? What is on TV? Nothing. You end up going to E-networks and buy channels. Right? And get Cartoon Network. You start watching Cartoon Network. All day. And like that. And cricket. And then what happens? What happens? And then what happens? So the church, even if you want to think about heaven on the side, offers us a lot of even activities. Now you may not take it as anything, but to wake up Sunday morning and get ready for church, it's a very exciting event. Yeah. Sunday mornings are my best mornings. I tell you. I really love Sunday mornings. Have you heard the song before? Yeah. So we must protect the church. We must protect the God. People don't respect the God we serve, you know. They don't respect the God we serve. I hear somebody was pointing a lady to me the other day. I don't know whether it was it Hakima or some lady. And they said somebody was passing here and was saying that, like, the pastor is one of them people. And the lady took that person on. Said, that's me, pastor. I don't even know the lady. I don't know whether she comes to church here. I don't even know. Who was telling me that? It was Danny. Okay. Danny. Does the lady come to our church? She doesn't come here. It's fantastic. And she took the person on. What did she say?
She said, another pastor. Use me, pastor. You know, like the relationship. And then she used indecent language and so on.
God bless her soul.
because you cannot make one thing general.
You can't. We must protect also the concept of volunteers. Amen. There's good news for laymen, Bishop says. He says, I have good news for all volunteers who perform their services willingly and without pay. The message that laymen can have a part in this great work is truly good news for those who love God but are unable to give themselves wholly to this calling. The good news is that in a large house, there are many vessels. God is able to use different kinds of vessels to do his work. He can use volunteer vessels and he can use dedicated full-time priests. Because some people love the Lord. If you like, go around and see how many people are in some churches who would like to do something. But they are not getting the chance to. Yeah. In some churches, it is reserved for the few rich, nice, good-looking people. It's true. Whereas in our church, it's free. It's open. It's whosoever will may come. Whosoever will. And yet, people don't even understand the value of what has been given to them. You see, I did a test the other day. A few years ago, I sent my church workers, I sent them 2x2 to visit other churches and to bring a report. Mr. McLean, they went. They were shocked. They were surprised. There was one particular church. When the two people entered the church, the pastor was wondering whether it was angels who led them into the church. Because nobody visits the church. I mean, the church is a Wednesday Bible study. And then two new people come. They were very surprised. Because it is not a habit. It's not a culture that they will bring new first-timers. It's not a habit. It's not a culture. They go, some little 10 people, they have their Bible study. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's all. They are not in a hurry. They are not. There's nothing about bring people to church on Sunday. There's nothing like that. Whereas when you come here, hey. So the other day I'm training some cell leaders and we meet from 10 o'clock in the night and we close when we feel like closing. No, we have to protect it because I can't get you during the day. I have to respect your time also that during the day, you have to go and work somewhere and get some money to pay your rent and do your hair and all the things that you are into. But after work, we can bargain and fight for some hours. Because that one is for you. If you don't want to give part of that, then there's a problem. So after that work, you do and do your thing. You go and cook for whoever. This if you have banners, you have flyers and a man or something, go make sure, stay cast everything. Go make sure everything is okay. 10 o'clock on Friday evenings, you are there. Last Friday, one of the young ladies couldn't make it. And so as we were chatting, that's, oh, it's very, very sad you can't make it. He said she's checking whether she can run away from work for at least 2 hours. I asked myself, this is very fantastic. Because apart from people running away to go and sleep with a boy, she would run away to come to church for about 2 hours. Then I said, oh. So she sent me a message later. So she couldn't get a chance to run away. I said, oh, it's very sad. So I sent her a sad face. It's very sad. I'm crying. Ah, that you couldn't make it. And she said, yeah, she too, because the first session, she found it very interesting and relaxing. I mean, you think about it. It was a meeting from 10 p.m. till 4 a.m. in the morning. For somebody to say that, I found it interesting and relaxing. Who relaxes at the time that you're supposed to be sleeping? This is very strange. Then Then I, you see, when she sent me that message, then I realized that, you know what? You cannot disrespect the presence of God. That the presence of God, even as late as it is in the night, can still fulfill and can still satisfy. Come and see how we are laughing and how we are enjoying ourselves as if we have come to a party. The only thing missing is really food and drinks. But the rest, as I'm teaching, as I'm preaching, as I'm explaining the home cell system, people are enjoying it. They're relaxed. And sometimes you see them, they lose their hair around 2 a.m. Then I ask, hey, what happened to you? I say, hey, relax. Because 2 a.m., they would have taken it off anyway on their bed sleeping. It's 2 a.m. It's okay with me. It's okay. No, you have to protect things like that. This church, you see, this church has done a lot of things. We have the opportunity to do something for God. We have to protect it. This church being here, we have to protect the church being here. Yeah. We have to protect it. Protect it. We must establish this. This church must. When you come into Isla Penitence, this church must. Hey! We used to pray from the head of the road to the end of the street there. We pray. Then we go here. Then we go there. Then we walk there, speaking in tongues. The people pass and they wonder. One day we were praying and a police van came. Can you believe it? We have freedom to walk around in the night. We are not breaking any law if we walk around in the night. You can't tell me I should go and sleep. I don't want to sleep. I want to walk about. I'm actually walking in my sleep. I'm sleepwalking. We're praying. Moving around the area. Pray. Shalabalaba. All the demons that were trying to come around the area, we were fighting them and killing them in the night. Then the police toy van, you know, I think the Indian government gave us a small matchbox. One of them drove here. And about 4 policemen came around. They said, who's the pastor? They asked the wrong person. And the person said, me, myself, I wonder who's the pastor. Because when you come, you never know who is the pastor. Maybe Sunday morning, if you come, you might easily look through and say, oh, maybe. But if I was wearing one of the usher's ties, you never know who is who. And that's how Jesus used to be. When he came in the garden, they were looking for Jesus. Judas said, the one I will kiss, he's the one. Because Jesus and Peter and John, they were all alike. There was nothing about Jesus that would make you see that, oh, he looks like the Son of God we are looking for. No, he was just normal. Sunday morning, we try to be a little, yeah. But otherwise, we are all here, walking about. We are all here, we are just here. So when they realized that nobody was, I mean, when the person said that, the person continued to walk, they stood there for a few minutes, they realized, you know what, let we galang we. And they went, and we prayed. We prayed, and we were very excited. We must pray. Instead of somebody saying that, what kind of crazy thing is that? What kind of madness is that? No, you must say, what do you mean by that word you're using? We must protect the things we are doing in the church, including the lay ministry. We must protect it. It is better to have a lot of people spending their time and their resources helping the church to work without being paid. The moment people start asking for money, you imagine Sister Joanne will say, you know what, Reverend, it takes me a long time to sit down and play this keyboard. I think I deserve at least some $5,000 a Sunday. Then the people in the crowd will say, you know what, Reverend, it's a very difficult thing to stand on stage and speak, you know, and preach. So, you know what, we won't take so much. Every Sunday we sing and we collect $2,000 to sing. I'll say no problem. And the ushers will say, well, they're walking about and them people, how to get these people in order and in line and all of that. I say, Reverend, it's too much. If you give us $3,000 every Sunday, I think it will give us more energy. At least we know that all this sweat we are sweating, there's something, we're getting something in return. I said, no problem. How many ushers? 12. Okay. 3,000 by 12. How many in the choir? 30. Okay. 2,000 by 30. Joanne says 5,000. Then Jacob hears that Joanne is getting some money. He says, oh, Reverend, but I hear that Joanne is. What about me? And then Kevin, who doesn't play all the time, also comes and says, at least, even though I don't play all the time, at least sometimes I play part time. Now, you will agree with me that the money that we receive. So when we receive the offering and we count it, and I ask the people, how much is it? And they will say, it's 25,000. I say, okay. Choristers, I think this Sunday, we can't. Okay, so let me give it to the ushers. I promise you, Tuesday, I'll pay you double. The Tuesday comes. What a church! Tuesday comes. The offer is not enough to pay you. Can you imagine the confusion? The sister collector will get up and say, me get time with you. Me get time with you at all. Me sing you no more. The Jiggy will say, I agree with you. He promised us Sunday. He ain't giving us nothing on Sunday. Tuesday come and gone. We get nothing to. Me coming Sunday, me coming here at all. Can you imagine how the church will begin to look like? I can't tell you to do anything anymore. If I say, wear black dress. You say, black? I don't like black. I get hot. You better put AC in the church if you want me to wear black. You will see the disrespect. Yeah. And the church not having money to do anything. Because if we give all the money to you, then what happens to the rest of the things that the church does? You want AC? How do we pay for AC bill? How much money does it cost to have AC? AC? I feel good. I think there's too much breeze in the church. We should lock up more. No, we need to protect the lay ministry. If we don't protect it and we start demanding money and giving money for the little things we do, it'll be something else. The church will change. Are you with me? Are we going to fight to protect the lay ministry? We must fight. Don't tell people that, me, I won't do this. I won't do that. I won't. No, that, let us not get into that. You must do it. We must encourage one another to be involved in the things that the church is into. We must encourage one another. So what are you doing? When you see somebody, ask the person, what do you do? What do you do in the church? What, are you a volunteer or not? And end of the year, we have a party for all the volunteers. Volunteer of the week. Volunteer of the month. Eh? All of that, we can do all of that. And we must do all of that. But we must protect this volunteer work. So that those who really can give themselves completely and the church can handle and the church can afford, then we do that also. Not that anybody who does any little thing. Little Adam will say, but me too, I play the drum sometimes. Yeah, part-time. I'm senior. Don't you know that Tuesday, the main drummer, she doesn't come on time? If it's not me, do you think you get the drums to do your praise and worship? And as little as he is, and he's collecting 1,500 for a Tuesday. Then what happened to me? Then I will say, what? If I am the full-time pastor, all these people getting 2,000, 3,000. Then I got to do some business. I'll tell my wife, go and bring some shoes from Suriname. And when we finish church, stand out there and sell the shoes. And
when I'm preaching, those who don't buy shoes, when I'm preaching, I will face them. You come to church, you look at your shoe. When there are shoes around, you don't want to buy shoes. What kind of church member are you? When there are shoes, proper shoes around. Hey, the church will become a very corrupt place. The people be insulting me and say, look, is the pastor, he want us to buy his wife's shoes. That's why he's preaching about shoes. Man, pastor, me won't go to his church at all. Hey, the church will spoil. That's why Jesus took a whip and chased everybody out of the church. Because you cannot start thinking about money here in the church. We are not here to look for money and to ask for money. That it's symbolic, you know, that the church, people were buying and selling in the church because the people have come to the church, they're looking for money. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to end here, but even ask yourself this question now. That if the church was to give you money to do what you were doing, ask yourself whether you will not even do better. Then you want to ask yourself, are we really doing as much as we can? Do we want to wait for money before we can put in our best? Ask yourself that question. It's true. If I was to give you money, your attitude would change. It would change. And that is my problem this morning. That are we really doing as much as we can? If not, we better settle it with God. Stand to your feet, please. Father, this morning we give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you for your word spoken into our lives. We shall, we will, we must protect the lay ministry and the other aspects of the faith. Your word says we should fight a good fight of faith. We will fight. Fight for the church that has given us a haven, has given us a resting place. The church that has affected our lives and even affecting our children. And we know it's going to affect generations to come. If it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for the church, where would we have been? Because of this, we will stand boldly without reservation and fight for that which has been such a great blessing to us. Thank you for the ministry of lay people. Thank you for the spirit of volunteerism. Thank you that every single person will find themselves doing something to push the church and your kingdom forward. I give you praise. I give you glory in Jesus' name. You are here this morning. You are not saved. You are not born again. If you die right now, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven when I die. Right now, as I stand here, I'm not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell when I die. If you are here like that, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Just your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. Pastor, you are here also. You want to say, Pastor, I'm not a serious Christian. I know that my Christian life can be better. I also want to decide to do better from today. You are here also. Your right hand up high. And if you lifted up your right hand, I want to ask you to come to me right now. Come. I want to pray with you. Come. Clap for them as they come. You lifted up your right hand. Come. You are not a serious Christian. You want to say, Pastor, I want to give my heart to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. I want to be serious. God bless you. Onasi. God bless you. I want to be serious. God bless you. I want to be serious. I want to be serious. I want to be serious. God bless you. I want to be serious. I want myself and God to have the best of relationships from this morning. And clap for them as they come. Clap for them.
The power of His God. And everything was done.
So all right. Close your eyes with me as we pray this morning. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I'm so sorry for all my sins, for all my lukewarmness,
I stand in your presence this morning and I humble myself. Wash me from every sin with the blood of Jesus. I open my heart. I invite Jesus Christ to come and stay in my heart, to be my master and my savior. From this day forward, I will serve you. I will serve you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength. I will volunteer. I will give myself. I will give my time for the things of God and the things of the church. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I pray for these ones. I bring them before you. Those that are giving their life to Christ this morning, and those who believe that there's still room, there's still room to bridge the gap between you and them. I pray for them. That from today, their closeness with you will be great. That they will serve you all their days. That they will strive to fight this good fight of faith. That your presence and your covering will be over their lives. And that, Lord, they will indeed continue to be the apple of your eye. I pray for those who give their lives to you also, I pray. That you keep them from evil and deliver them from every temptation. And let them serve you for the rest of their days. Thank you for your presence upon these lives. Thank you for your power upon these lives. Let them do well in this Christian faith. Let them prosper. I thank you, Lord, and I give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.